Everybody's got a price.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Free Money Podcast. I am here again in New York City, where it is cold and everything is about to shut down. And you are in Kentucky, where it's less cold, but everything is also about to shut down. Drew Franklin and Jay and Lyndon are here. Guys, it's a, it's kind of a bummer of a week. Like, it feels like we're right back where we were in March, but nevertheless, but we do have sports, which is something we did not have in March, Drew.
We have sports. It's good to see you guys again. I got fancy and got a microphone. I hope you hear me all right. I thought I'd up the quality this week because I'm going to up the pick quality this week too. I've been terrible.
You've been really awful. And like you and I have been doing this for like 5 years. And generally speaking, I actually went back one time and looked. You had about a 58 to 60% success rate. I was like at 53, 54. Now you and I both have struggled, but you've really been embarrassing just sort of to – really humankind. And I wonder, is that like, you know, now like domestic life as with the lady and you just can't like study like you used to?
No, I'm trying. I mean, here, look at this. I'm putting in the time. Look at these notes. It's not a matter of not studying.
Rachel's background was gagging when I said that. She is very upset that I said that. I'm not blaming Abby. I'm just saying, yeah, like, you have different priorities in life.
No, I'm trying here. I don't like losing money every Saturday. It's just, you know, not my year. I was blessed the last couple of years to have winning seasons. I guess this is Vegas coming collecting their money back.
Well, I appreciate your attempts. Jay, you're dressed up. You just get off work, get a little to-go sushi and come home?
Coming in hot from work, yes.
Good. He's a hard worker. All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff to go through here. So, Jay, to take the lead and tell us what our first game is.
We're going to start with Phil Steele's four-star game of the week, which is Boise State at Hawaii. So, Boise State's quarterback, Hank Bachmeier, is back from his after having COVID. And if you look, Boise State has a long list of people out with COVID. Right now, this game is still on. Boise State is a 14-point favorite.
Hank Bachmeier. Wasn't that the name of the guy in the one show, isn't he?
Brockmeyer. Yeah, Brockmeyer. That's the first thing I thought when he said that. Is that him?
You like that show, Drew? I feel like I enjoy it. And I feel like nobody really watches it but you and I. But I really like that show.
Yeah, and to be honest, I kind of just stopped because I forgot about it. So now that Jay mentioned him playing quarterback, I'm going to have to go finish. I don't even remember where I stopped, but I was liking it.
Have you watched yet, by the way, Ted Lasso?
Oh, yes. Big Ted Lasso fan. Love that show.
I'm a big fan of it, too. That's got to be the first television show ever that started just because of a commercial.
Yeah, and I think actually, they signed on.
The caveman, the Geico caveman or whatever, they had a television show. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. While we're talking about television shows, have you all seen How To with John Wilson on HBO? There's four episodes. No, it might be the greatest thing I've ever seen anywhere.
It's like supposed to be funny, right?
Yeah, he's not even on camera. He's filming New York and just narrating it. But like everything he says, it's like he has a shot for it. It must have just been endless hours of footage, you know, just whatever he's talking about, whether it be someone falling over or this or that. It is just, he has footage of everything, and it's really well done.
And it's all in New York. It's all in New York?
For the most part, yeah. He takes a couple adventures out of New York. But, yes, it's based in New York. It's really, really, really good.
Yeah, somebody told me I would really like it and said, like, he goes through all parts of the city so you can kind of, like, you'll know where you are and stuff. So I'd like to see it. All right. Well, Boise State, Hawaii. I did see last night in the NBA draft, a guy got drafted from Boise State that I had never heard of. And that made me happy. Every time I've been to Boise, like you have, Drew, we had a great time. Kentucky played really well during that NCAA tournament thing. So I'm going to say Boise covers the 14 points. Hawaii, this game will be so late at night, I won't see it, so I will still take Boise. What do you got?
I don't know a lot about the current state of Boise. I kind of lost interest really after the guy proposed on the field against Oklahoma. That's about the extent of my Boise State knowledge. But I will say, in doing my research this week, no game has been loved more by everyone across the board than this Boise line. I haven't looked at Phil. I bet Phil's on it. Every podcast I've heard, every website, they love Boise. So I'm just going to join the wave. It seems to be the lock of the year.
Everybody's got Boise, you're saying, across.
I don't follow everything, but I've got about four or five I like, and they all love Boise. So, I bet Phil does too.
All right. Jay, what does Phil have?
Phil has Boise plus 27.
Wow. So, look, everybody's got Boise. Do you have Boise, Jay? Are you going with him?
I do not. I think Hawaii is a different team on the island than the mainland, and I'm going to take Hawaii plus the 14 with their 20-something people on COVID restrictions.
Rachel has Hawaii as well, and she is 1-0. As she was walking out the door, she does not like Boise because she says when we went to Boise, I ignored her and did not talk to her very much on the phone. And so she is for Hawaii for that reason.
To be fair, Boise was really awesome. I think I was in trouble too. We were just having so much
fun. We were
eating tacos.
We weren't doing anything wrong. We were just having fun. I will say this about Hawaii. I am right now reading Barack Obama's book, which, by the way, really made people happy when I posted that on Instagram. Like, people were really nice about it. He grew up partially in Hawaii. And when he describes what it was like to grow up in Hawaii, I don't know why we don't. Why do we all not live in Hawaii? Like, it seems like a perfect place. You get all the benefits of being in America, but, like, none of the negatives. Like, he just talks about how you'd always be on the beach. Everybody was nice. People didn't really follow the news or politics because they were kind of in their own thing. Like, why don't we all live in Hawaii?
It's not quite the same book, but I read the Phil, the Nike book. I'm drawing a blank. Shoe Dog. Phil Knight. Yeah, Phil Knight. He moved to Hawaii, too, before Nike, and talked about how he almost stayed there forever. And that's not quite Obama, but I was thinking the same thing when reading his stories.
Yeah, so I feel like we should all move to Hawaii. But nevertheless, Drew and I are going to take Hawaii along with most of America. Jay will go with Rachel and take –
We have Boise. No, you said that backwards.
Jay and Rachel are taking Hawaii in the Boise State Hawaii 4-star lock of the week game. What's next?
I do want to say something for the people that listen. I really think Drew, like, he's really into this now. Like, I think he's going to have a good week. He's got notes.
I brought a microphone out. Look at this thing.
Like, I mean, it's crazy. He's going to do well. Phil Steele turns his three-star pick to the SEC, where LSU is at Arkansas. This is normal. This is LSU's first game since Halloween. And Matt and Drew, this is the largest point spread differential year over year in FBS history. Last year, LSU was a 42-point favorite. This game opened with Arkansas a 2-point favorite. Currently, LSU is a 2.5-point favorite.
I don't know how LSU is the favorite. They've been terrible all year. They haven't played in like 6 months. Ed Orgeron, I think, probably has had COVID 4 to 5 times in the course of the last few weeks. Arkansas has been pretty good. I went to a game. That's a good luck charm. Why would LSU be the favorite? So to me, I've got Arkansas, and I feel great about it. Like, I just want to get my Arkansas sweatshirt, which I now own, run up and down the Bronx and just say pig suey to everyone I meet because I'm taking the Hogs. What about you, Drew?
I also love the Hogs, not quite to the point that I own a sweatshirt and will run around in it, but I agree. I think Arkansas should be the favorite here. They've played well at home. They're at home in this one. They got Sam Pittman back after his little stint with COVID. I expect them to play well for him. LSU's quarterback's out. I don't even know who's playing quarterback for them, but Brennan, who started the year at quarterback, is out. So I'm confused as why Arkansas is not the favorite here. So I will gladly take 2.5 points.
I'm going to roll with the both of you because I, with all the stuff going on with the sexual harassment allegations at LSU, there's just too much bad stuff going on there. But
about that? What sexual harassment allegations against who?
There is a player who has been accused that the coaching staff looked the other way when he was beating his girlfriend. Okay.
That's
Oh, you were thinking Ed Orgeron? He got sexually harassed by somebody.
When you started and you said there was sexual harassment, then a player, I was like, Mayberry, by the way, this cat. I have to tell you, look, you can see it there. Someone's got to do something about it, and it may have to be me at some point. Anyway, back to
guess who doesn't agree with us? Phil Steele has LSU by 7.
That's crazy.
Well, he's stupid.
Yeah, Phil's a fart face. So I think we go with Arkansas and tell Phil to shut up. Who's next?
His 2-star pick, and Phil loves him some Nevada. We've learned that this year. San Diego State is at Nevada. Here's a stat for you. Currently, San Diego State ranks 123rd in passing and 4th in rushing. Nevada ranks 2nd in passing and 125th in rushing. Both these teams are 3-1 against the spread this year. San Diego State's currently a 1.5-point favorite.
If you had asked me if these teams had played 4 games each, I wouldn't have believed it. I feel like every time I turn on ESPN, San Diego State is canceling a game in something against somebody. So what Jay just told you about this game is not only the sum of my knowledge, since I forgot some of what he said, it's actually more than the sum of my knowledge about the game. So I'm going to say, which one is the underdog?
Nevada is the underdog.
If I get a point either way, I'm going to take the team that I get a point with. So I'm taking the Nevada Wolfpack in honor of famous Nevada football players like Colin Kaepernick and anyone else.
I don't know a whole lot about this game, believe it or not. I'm sure you all thought I was just going to unleash all the stats here. But I do know Nevada has a very good quarterback. Carson Strong. Got good numbers. I know nothing about the other team. So if they're good enough that they've been on my radar when I've intentionally been avoiding everything going on out that way, then they must be a good football team. So I'm taking Nevada.
Carson Strong sound like a hashtag when somebody's like going through illness, yes. Like everybody is Carson Strong or like after an earthquake or something. That feels like to me this is the hashtag game. What do you got, Jay?
I'm going to take passing over rushing. I'm going to take Nevada as well. And our boy Phil, Nevada plus 6.
See, so this has got to be our hashtag Carson Strong game. We're going to be Carson Strong and get this Nevada win as a group. I like this pick. Considering none of us know anything about it. It feels right that we're unanimous.
Let's go to the next game in the SEC, Kentucky at Alabama. Right now, Kentucky is a 30-point underdog to Alabama. The money line is plus 1600.
Yeah, that's not enough.
money line
plus 1600. That should be more. I actually think we'll cover. I think, you know, I do think we will be able to run the ball on them a little bit. And so I think that'll make the clock go. So I'm going to say we cover. I mean, I have no belief that we will win. But we will cover, probably lose by 23. So I'm going to say Kentucky.
I like Kentucky to cover for a couple reasons. I don't think Nick Saban's the type that wants to run it up on Stoops. They go way back. Saban recruited Stoops to Michigan State back when he was a high schooler. So got a lot of respect for that family. If he gets up and it's the spread's kind of in jeopardy in the fourth quarter, I can see Saban letting up a little bit. And then I think the defense will be inspired to play Mac Jones. And I think, as you said, Matt, Kentucky's just going to run the ball and try to get the heck out of there. UK covers.
You know, Matt questioned my manhood last week because I wouldn't pick this game. And you know what? My creed is I'm not going to bet this game, so I'm actually going to pick this game this week. And I'm going to take Kentucky.
Good. I feel like we all feel that way. I'm wearing a Kentucky sweatshirt. Can I pause this for a second to ask you – not pause the thing, but stop the sports for a second to ask you a question. You both have thick beards. Mm-hmm. I haven't shaved like that. I need to shave. And the problem is the stream of water in New York City is very dainty. Like, they don't, I'm sure it's like some sort of environmental rule or something. So like, when I shave, I have a thick beard, and I can't, unless it's a stream of water, I can't clean my razor. You know what I mean? Get the hair out of it. Does that, you understand what I'm getting at, guys?
You want me to tell you what to do?
Yes, I need your advice. What
fill
you
up
do?
The sink with really hot water, and then you can shake your razor and then use it.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got this.
Huh? What'd you say, Lou?
You can do it.
I said you got this.
All right. Because I don't want to get all, like, it gets all hairy and it doesn't work and it doesn't get a clean shave. And so I, you know, the problem is my beard grows in like 6 different colors. So I can't grow it. Like, you guys both, to your credit, you guys both can grow good looking beards. I cannot.
Thank you.
Because black, half of it's white, half of it's orange. Like, I can't do it. Speaking of that, did you see Rudy Giuliani's hair dye today leak across his face, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about hair dye, but I would think once you've applied it, it settles and then you're good. Did he apply it right before he went out there?
How does hair dye work? Because I've always wondered, like, do you have to redo it every time you shower? Like, does it come out? Jay, your hair looks like it, like, is just for men, like touch of gray. Like, you've got like such a perfect mixture of salt and pepper hair. Do you know how hair dye works?
Well, I know, because I make fun of the guys that are hair in my work. And they actually have a shampoo now that you can dye. Somebody was telling me about it. So it's dye and you just wash your hair and it colors your hair. My daughter's actually been wanting me to color my hair, but my wife likes it like this. So the heck with
that?
Yeah,
I don't. But your hair looks good. I would not mess with it. But back to my question, do you have to dye it every single time?
No, I wouldn't think.
Usually, so, like, it lasts for a week or something like that. But then as your hair grows, then you'll see gray.
Well, because Rudy, it did look like he must have put it on right before he went out, because he was sweating and it came down. Like, how do you let that happen, Drew?
I don't know. That's why I was so confused. What I know about hair dye is it doesn't do that. So he must have just done it before he stepped out.
If that was my lawyer, he would no longer be my lawyer. Like, you can't have your lawyer out there leaking hair dye on national television. So I didn't understand that at all. All right, what's next?
Drew, Matt's complimented me 3 times already, so I'm just waiting for the bomb to come.
You guys – You two are not perfect, but you have good beards and you have good hair. I've never in my life had good hair, and I can't grow a beard. I had to, so like I'm envious of both of those qualities of you. I'm not envious necessarily of anything else, but those are the things that I'm envious of. What's next?
Well, luckily for this game, this game's the largest SEC spread of the year. So luckily we didn't have it because of this game. Florida is at Vanderbilt. Sixth-ranked Gators are 31.5-point favorites.
I mean, that this is tough, because I think Florida is not 31.5 points better than Vanderbilt, but Vanderbilt's going to want to throw the ball, so they're not going to run a lot of clock. They threw it a lot against us. I don't think they're going to have a lot of success, so I think Florida's actually going to pour it on. So I'm actually going to take, oddly, Florida to cover. What about you, Drew?
I really like Florida to cover here. Kyle Trask is putting up record numbers. He's ahead of Burrow in TDs right now. He just passed Mac Jones in the odds to win the Heisman. I think they're going to just try to run it up and pad his stats against Vandy, that, as we saw recently, is pretty incapable. Well, I guess they were capable against Kentucky's defense, but not a good team whatsoever.
I agree exactly what Drew said. I think they're going to try and make Kyle Trask the Heisman front runner, which he may be right now, and I think they're just going to let him throw all over the place.
All right.
Did they ever say anything about the Vanderbilt running back that's so good that was kind of clutching his chest? That was kind of scary in the UK game.
I didn't hear. Was he having a heart attack? I didn't see that part.
It was when he left on a stretcher, but he was holding his – catching his breath. I didn't
know. Yeah. I think didn't they say that was ribs, though?
Was it ribs? Okay, I didn't know. They weren't making it very clear, so. I didn't know his event game. If he's out, then I want even more Florida.
Yeah, I like Florida there as well. All right, before we go to the next one, Jay, what is your Louisville restaurant of the week?
Well, I'm going to go a different direction. I cater a lot with my job, and the two places that are money catering because they're never late, they always bail me out of situations, are Salsarita's and Zaxby's.
Are you going for that local Zaxby's flavor? That first of all, way to relate to our audience, Jay. For all of you out there listening that do a lot of catering, if you this is for all of the folks out there that do office catering, I'm sure there's many of you. This is for your catering needs. I'm not rolling with you with Zaxby's. I like Zaxby's, but we don't do chains on this show. Salsarita's though is a local place. I've done ads for them. The Stallings family runs those. I really like them quite a bit. They have, I would argue, Jay, the best queso of those kinds of places is Salsarita's. I think it's better than Moe's, Chipotle, and Qdoba.
I love their chips. They're so thin with this.
They're
with
very, the queso. Very salty. Gotta like salt, but if they, you're right, they're very thin and salty. We've done shows, Drew, before at Salsarita's.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous. Louisville has a big Salsarita's presence. I know Lexington had the one, or maybe still does, over on Nicholsville Road, but it's never.
Yeah, that one's never taken off, and I don't understand why. Like, there's, I go there sometimes, and there's never anyone there, and I don't know why, because it's good. It's in a pretty good location. Why do you think that place just doesn't work?
I don't know. That can be a tough area. It's hard to want to volunteer to go over to Nicholsville Road if you don't have to. But the few times I've had Salsarita's in Louisville at that location, it's been great. I wish I had easier access to them. I love it.
I would highly recommend, if you're in Lexington, the one there out there on Nicholsville Road. I mean, it's next to the IHOP, which used to be what used to be there. Yeah,
Panera was over there for a while.
Yeah, that's where that Panera was. That's right. It's really good, and it's never crowded, and I don't know why it's not. Anyway, so for your catering needs, go to Salsarita's or that little mom and pop Zaxby's. All right, what's next?
So next we have Mississippi State goes to number 13, Georgia. This is the first time in 45 weeks that Georgia is not in the top 10. The only team better than that is Clemson. It's probable that Stenson Bennett does not start this game. Right now, Georgia is a 25-point favorite at home.
Yeah, see, that this is a crazy thing because you have Georgia not been able to score a ton. Their quarterback's going to be out, but Mississippi State has been dreadful. I'm going to say Mississippi State surprises and covers in this game. I think they're going to be able to put up some points. They've had a couple weeks here to kind of get ready. You know, I don't know if Mike Leach getting rid of all those dudes. I'm not sure that was positive. I think that was more Mike Leach just being a jerk. But at least he's going to be able to play the people he wants to play. So I'm going to say Mississippi State covers, Drew.
That number, I think, is too high. But at this point in the year, I have no faith in whatever's going on in Starkville. I know they just beat Vandy 2 weeks ago. It was only their second win since week one. They just seem to be in shambles. Georgia's not the Georgia that everyone thought they'd be, but I see this as an opportunity for them to kind of make a point and prove they're still somewhat elite. So I'll take Georgia covering, but I wish it were a little bit lower.
Matt, you talked about this early on. Mike Leach seems to pop his head up sometimes against good teams.
Yes.
I absolutely don't think that Mississippi State will win this game, but I do think they'll cover. I'm going to go with Mississippi State here.
Yeah, they do. They have a tendency to play good teams close and bad teams close, and for some reason I think this game will be close. All right, who's next?
So we have interim coach Mike Bobo, former Colorado State coach, as Missouri goes to South Carolina. This game started in Missouri -3.5. It's up to 6.5 right now.
I don't really get that, to be honest. I mean, I know that they've had a bunch of players quit, and I get all that, but it's still, they're still home. You know, nobody rallies a party like a Bobo. I mean, like, when you play for Mike Bobo, that means something. Like, you don't just go out there and just start yapping when you're a Bobo man. And so I got to feel like they're going to rally the troops. They're going to come. It's going to be close. I could see Missouri winning, but I think South Carolina's going to cover the 6.5 at home. It's going to be, a ho-ho for Bobo as they find a way to cover.
I'm going to have to disagree with you again. I think they've all checked out and quit because they have not been good. If Bobo were some longtime old guy that had been there forever, I could see them rallying around him, but this is his first season. So I guess I'll go Missouri. I just, like with Mississippi State, I cannot invest in
one of these. You see Missouri giving 7 on the road, and you're like, sign me up for that.
I just think in this weird year, players have checked out. They just lost their coach. The guy that stepped in is new to the program. It's not some guy they know or want to fight for. Or I don't know that, but I could see that not being the case. So I'm just going to assume they're done for the year, and I'll take anybody against them.
All right. What do you got, Jay?
Matt, this is one of those spreads where somebody knows something that I don't know. I'm following the money here. If a spread that moved that big, I am definitely going to go with Missouri here.
All right. Well, nope. I have bet on South Carolina almost every week. I've lost almost every week. That has to change at some point, and I think it changes right here. And you two are going to be sad that you didn't come along with me. What's next?
Oh, I could be wrong, but I feel like at this point in the season, in a COVID year, I think a lot of guys are going to start not caring. I mean, they've sacrificed a lot, and if there's no prize at the end, I mean, I know what I would do. I would start being a college kid if especially.
See, I just don't know what the difference is between most years. I mean, like South Carolina, like if you suck, this would be the same as it's been every year.
It just,
I mean, you could actually have more to play for this year because you can still make a bowl even if you've only won 3 games.
Well, I'm just thinking you've sacrificed so much of this year. I mean, everything's been upside down. And if you're 6-7 games into it and you have 2 wins and you're an underdog against Missouri and your coach just got fired, how excited are you going to be to go out and play a football game? But could be wrong. That's just the way I'm looking at it.
Well, one thing I've learned about Drew, if he can take Eli Drinkwitz giving away 7 points on the road, he'll do it, and he's going to do it today. What's next?
Next game, every time I see Auburn, I just think, gosh, we should have beat them. So you have Tennessee at number 23, Auburn. Jeremy Pruitt has not named a quarterback yet for the game, which I don't think he's helping himself by doing that. I think it's just going to stir that fan base up even more. Tennessee has only scored 7 points in the second half in the last 4 games combined score. Auburn's a 10.5-point favorite.
Wow. That's a wild stat. Didn't know that one.
That is a wild stat. Well, the thing about these teams, they both suck in interesting ways. I think Tennessee won this game last year, and that makes me think Auburn is going to be ready to play this year because they have the memory of having lost to a terrible Jeremy Pruitt team. Tennessee just seems awful. So 10.5 is a lot. I don't like that. I'd like to tease it, but then again, 3.5 isn't great either for a number. So I'm going to take Auburn to cover, but I don't love it. But I feel good about Auburn winning. Drew?
I think both of these teams are pretty disappointing given what their expectations were, Tennessee especially. I think I'll take them to cover, though, at 10.5. That's too many for an Auburn team that I don't think is very good. Auburn lost to South Carolina. Their wins aren't great. I think these teams are pretty equal, so I'll take the 10.5 points. But I would love to see Tennessee get killed.
Drew and I not agreeing on anything in the SEC. What's yours, Jay?
I think it's an absolutely brutal game to try and pick. KJ Britt, the team defensive leader linebacker for Auburn, is out. I just like cheering against Tennessee, so I'm taking Auburn here.
Yeah, there's nothing like watching Tennessee. So, by the way, I like the once every month or so when someone calls into the show with the same joke that I have to act like I've never heard, which is that whole, like, why doesn't Kentucky fall into Indiana or Tennessee? Indiana sucks or what? You know, like, I love – like, that, there's some version of that joke is said every so often, and the person that says it is always so happy, and I never want – just for the record, because the people who listen to this, you guys are – you know, our hardcore fans. I'm not sure I'm ever more uncomfortable, Drew, than when someone calls and tries to be funny and they're not. Like I don't know what to say. I don't want to make fun of them, especially if they're sincere in their attempts. And don't mention any names of anyone. Like, I don't want to embarrass people. I just, it hurts my soul when people, like, make a joke and it's not funny. And I just have to sit there and be like, oh, well, there you go.
What else you got?
What else you got? That's all I can say. I don't want, because look, I mean, I've made jokes that don't hit. And that's a really... Like, is there a lower feeling than when you tell a joke and people don't laugh? It's pretty harsh. But, like, I don't know what to say to people when they do that.
You want me to give you one of those jokes?
Let's hear it.
No. See, no, but bad jokes I'm okay with. Like, jokes that are intentionally corny.
How do you get a Tennessee grad off your porch?
What?
Pay him for the pizza.
See, I don't even... Let me tell you, that joke offends me on two levels. It's bad, and it demeans people who work, and I don't like that one either. So that's
I love pizza workers.
Me too.
I see them about every other day over here.
Yeah, and so I don't know what to say to people, Drew. And if anyone has like a good response for me that I can give consistently, kind of as an inside joke for this podcast, when someone has a bad joke, when I can just be like, you're so wonderful.
I don't know. I feel like the one joke that you bring up about Indiana sucking, I keep thinking that surely we've all heard it by now and it's just going to stop. But it just keep, I don't know if it's the new generations are learning it, but I've heard that one more than any joke.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I my view is just if you call the show, just call. Like, this isn't the Yuck Yuck comedy tour. Just call. And if you're naturally funny, like Will in South Carolina, that guy's funny and he doesn't even know he's funny. Like, that's the kind of thing that I enjoy. When people come and go, I got a joke for you. There's a part of me that just wants to just jump out the window at that. As soon as when anyone says that sentence, I'm not excited. What's next, Jay?
I don't know if we saw this as the game of the week, but you have the number 9 Indiana Hoosiers at number 3 Ohio State. This is the largest spread between two top 10 teams since Florida State was a 21-point favorite against Miami in 2013. Ohio State's a 20.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot, dude. I mean, like 20.5? I mean, so far I am not good at betting Indiana games because I've gone against them every time and they've won every time. I got to feel like they cover 20.5, though. I mean, I talked trash to Jay and Lyndon during the Nebraska-Ohio State game in the first quarter. I said that I was going to win the spread, and then they ended up covering Ohio State. I feel like this is another one of those games, like Indiana, like, jump out to a lead, and I'll say, see, they're going to cover, and then Ohio State will. But I'm still going to take Indiana to at least cover the 20.5.
I'm with you. I keep getting burned on Indiana because I think they're fraud. And then last week I bet against them, and I think they shut out Michigan State. I think the fraud is Ohio State. I know they're undefeated, but their wins are like Maryland and Nebraska and James Franklin's winless Penn State. So I have Indiana keeping this one close. I think we have a football game on our hands.
Wow, look at you with the Hoosier.
I went from 7 days ago saying Indiana's fraud, terrible, can't compete with anyone, it's all been luck, to now I have them in a close game with Ohio State.
All right, there you go. What do you got, Jay?
I think you two are insane. I think that Ohio State's going to cover this and continue when they win the longest FBS win streak to date. They've won 25 in a row against Indiana.
Wow. We'll take a last second field goal on this one.
Don't get me wrong. I think Ohio State's going to win. I just think they're going to cut. Indiana's going to cover. But
isn't it so nice that it's not us, the win streaks? Isn't it so nice?
The number of years back when the longest was Navy and Notre Dame, and then Navy beat them, and that meant it was Kentucky and Florida, and how sad I was about that because Navy and Notre Dame had been like 35 years, and then Navy won, and it was us. It's good that it is not us anymore. What's next?
We'll move to the Big 12. Neil Brown, Oklahoma State are ranked 14th. They're going into Oklahoma, who's ranked 18th. Oklahoma is a 7-point favorite.
Did you say Neil Brown in Oklahoma State?
Yeah, did I screw up again? I did. West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home.
For all these years, you should know where Neil Brown is.
Yeah, I really screwed that one up. I don't know where that came from.
You don't need to beat yourself up, Jay. We all make mistakes.
I'm growing a mullet in honor of me screwing this up.
Can I use this as an opportunity to get serious about Neil Brown? Did you all see him speak at John Schlarman's ceremony on Monday?
I did not, but I heard he was excellent.
He really was. A, I didn't expect him to be there. You know, he's in the middle of his season. But he was there, spoke for a long time, and it was very, very, very good. They, as we all know, those guys are close. But he told a lot of fun stories and very moving. Him, Eddie Grant, all the guys, I watched the entire thing. It was.
I believe Neil Brown is who brought Schlarman to be on the staff, right?
Well,
I
mean, he told a very funny story. When Mark Stoops hired Neil Brown, Neil said he wanted to bring Schlarman with him, and he called Schlarman and said, okay, Stoops is going to call you. He's going to lowball you because you're a coach at Troy, so stand up for yourself and negotiate. And then he called Schlarman back, and Schlarman's like, I took the job. And Neil said, what did you get out of him? He's like, I didn't even ask him what I'm getting paid. He was so excited to go to Kentucky. Schlarman didn't even know his salary when he agreed to the job. So that was one of the ones Neil told.
That's actually really funny. Well, that was really neat of Neil to do that. And Neil's a good dude. Now, he's not in this game because it's Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. What is the spread here, Jay?
Oklahoma's favored by 7.
Okay, so this is one of those games where, like, Oklahoma State needs to win, and but the daddy and the rivalry is going to win. But 7, I really like this as a tease because I do think Oklahoma's going to win. But I'm going to pick Oklahoma State to cover. I do think Oklahoma wins this game, but I think it's going to be like a field goal. So I'm going to take Mr. OAN himself and Mike Gundy to cover.
You OAN boys got to stick together. No, you're just sitting
we
around.
We do.
I mean, it's real. Time.
Not this fake news. OAN says Trump got 400 electoral votes, so that's what you should be watching.
Well, I think Oklahoma State's going to get 400 passing yards. I don't even know what that means or why I transitioned that way. I don't even know if they have a good passing game, to be honest. But I do think they cover. This is a rivalry game. Oklahoma State's only loss was in overtime. They're a good team. I expected this number to be a little lower. So I'll take Oklahoma State with the 7 points.
Jay? Matt, will you allow me to name this pick?
Oh, of course.
We're going to call this the Neil Brown pick of the week. I'm going with Oklahoma State as well.
I like it. And you got OSU. All right, the Neil Brown pick of the week is Oklahoma State to cover. There you go. I have a question for you, just another little break here. There's a chance that because of, you know, COVID, et cetera, that I was supposed to drive Rachel, drop her off in Akron for her Thanksgiving, and then come home. But now she may not be able to go to Akron, at which point I don't want to just leave her here by herself on Thanksgiving. So I might stay here for Thanksgiving and drive home on Friday, which would mean that she and I would be here for Thanksgiving, just the two of us. We were talking about, like, what do you do in that scenario? Because, I mean, I can't cook anything of Thanksgiving. What do you think? Should we try to cook something if that happens? What do you do?
You're in New York City with restaurants everywhere, most of which but I'm sure are doing some kind of.
Think they're open? I mean, like, I can't imagine.
No. Some kind of carry out, take home Thanksgiving special.
Oh, you think like there'll be a restaurant that would deliver us
Thanksgiving? I bet there's a lot.
Okay.
I bet if you looked into that, you could find some really good options. Otherwise, personally, I love the thought of you attempting. I'd much rather that happen. I would worry about everyone else in the apartment complex because it might burn down. But I think where you're located, you could probably find some good stuff.
Well, if I was in Lexington, in all seriousness, I thought about this. I would get a KS Bar turkey, right? And then I would attempt to cook a side or two, you know, as I do. And she could cook a side or two, and it would be a wonderful thing. But we're not there. And I feel like I don't know how to cook a turkey. She might say she does, but I don't think she does either. So
that's what I was going to recommend is you go to a lot of these places, you can get a turkey. You go buy the turkey, bring it home, and you all make some sides. I feel like I'm the adult here that's been
– But can you buy – Can you buy turkeys cooked besides at KS Bar?
Yeah, is there a Whole Foods? Is there a Whole Foods in New York? They do it.
Yeah, there's one not too far away. Yeah.
It's pretty common, especially now when all these places have to find a way to stay open. I bet you can find a lot of stuff.
All right. Okay. Let's do two more college games and we'll go to the pros.
All right. We'll move on to the Pac-12. UCLA is at number 11, Oregon. Oregon, unbelievably surprising, is going to unveil new uniforms this week to show respect for the Polynesian players that they have had over the years. Hmm. Oregon is a 13.5 point favorite.
Well, that's nice of them. Do you see how the internet loved that one dude, the one woman, the white woman that was wearing the African garb last night? Did you see that during the night?
No.
Sort of, I mean, it's nice they're doing Polynesian, but like the people that aren't Polynesian, isn't that going to be weird for them to be dressed Polynesian?
Yeah, I mean this with all due respect to the Polynesian players on the team, past and present, and the community, but Oregon has a lot of jersey changes when they can just start honoring. I mean, Kentucky, we just get excited if they throw one in, maybe an alternate jersey. Oregon, it's every week.
This week, we're going to honor all the players from Anderson County with our Anderson County jerseys. Lawrenceburg, rise up.
Could you imagine if UK did that? That would be awesome. Just randomly.
No, that would, yeah, for like 10 years, since there's 12 games, every game honors a county. You know how exciting that would be?
And for Clay County, you have to fight at the coin toss and take the penalty. Yeah.
Problem with that is if at some point in like year three you were like, I just don't want to do this gimmick anymore, you've got to be stuck with it at that point. Oregon and UCLA, I have no idea. I'm gonna assume Oregon covers, but I won't watch this game. I haven't seen Pac-12 football in a long, long time, and I don't plan on starting this week. Drew.
I have no idea. Last week, I believe we had UCLA as one of our games, and we all agreed that Chip Kelly is the coach there, and that was the extent of our breakdown. So this week, I will confirm Chip Kelly still coaching there.
Still there.
But I'm going to go against it. I'm taking Oregon for no reason, no clue why. Just sure.
I have felt actively often rooting against Oregon only because my former co-host Jeff Schwartz went there and likes them, which that's a really weird thing to do. Like, I like Jeff Schwartz. I'd like to see him happy, but I want his team to lose. And that seems really mean. Like, he doesn't talk trash to me about it. I should want his happiness. But instead, I'm like, I hope Oregon loses so Jeff can just eat it, which is not what you should say about your friends. But nevertheless, I'm picking them this week.
Okay, you know, the game we picked last time got canceled, if you remember that. I've been on UCLA a little bit this year, so what the heck. I'm going to take 13.5 and roll with UCLA here. Drew, I'm going to let you pick the last game. Do you want Syracuse, Louisville, Liberty, NC State, Iowa, Penn State?
Oh, let's go Iowa, Penn State. I'm all for James Franklin getting fired. Let's talk about it.
The 0-4 Penn State. Iowa is at Penn State. Iowa at Penn State, and Iowa is a 2.5 point favorite.
Drew, I'll let you go first.
Iowa. I'm just watching the downward spiral. I think we talked about it last week and the week before that. I'm just going to keep watching them lose and then hoping he's ending up at Vandy next couple years.
Nobody rallies the troops like an 0-4 James Franklin. So this is where he stops it right here. He says, listen, corn people, you're going down. This will be the beginning of the massive turnaround that they'll make a movie about. I'll take Penn State.
I'm going to take Penn State as well because I don't want him to go back to Vandy. So let him stay at Penn State. Let's let him get this game in.
Yeah, that would be – because that's one of those – if he came back, he could never leave. All right, so those are your college picks. You can make all of these picks at mybookie.com. If you go to mybookie.com, you can gamble on sports. You know, Kentucky is a stupid state that has not had allowed gambling yet. But you know what? We go around the law here on Free Money Podcast, and we work with MyBookie. Because mybookie.com is the easiest way. Deposit your money, make your bets. You can take it out. And if you use the promo code free money, you can get up to half of your money free. So let's say you want to put in $400. That's nice. They'll give you $200 more free, so you'll have $600 to gamble on. That's at mybookie.com. Promo code is free money. If you call and ask for help, I wouldn't recommend it. But if you do, you could end up with any country, but they all know Drew Franklin. That's how much they love the Free Money Podcast. So go to mybookie.com. Or call the phone number, tell them you know Drew Franklin, use the promo code free money, and the next thing you know, you will be gambling and winning with mybookie.com.
I think they're giving away the free money because I've been so bad with my picks that I owe everyone for the last few weeks.
I had somebody write me and say, Matt, if I use mybookie.com and I win money, what country will the check come from? And I was like, I don't know the answer to that, but I did say, why do you wonder? And this was the response. My wife doesn't like me getting checks from foreign countries, which I found to be an amazing response, because that would suggest he gets checks from foreign countries a lot. And his wife is like, that's it. No more foreign country checks from you. And it made me want to ask him a lot more about his life, but I did not.
I used to dabble at a different place, and I would get checks there. Now I'm team Bitcoin. But I got to tell you, it was a real crapshoot when you get that envelope. I mean, it was like spin the globe and put your finger down, and that's where the check was coming from. Very fun.
You really use Bitcoin? Like, am I going to have to?
It's so easy. Been doing it a couple of years now.
But how do you actually get real money at some point?
My Bitcoin is only Bitcoin for like 3 minutes. So I'm just trying to... I'm converting, then converting, pretty much. Now, sometimes if Bitcoin's real low, I'll leave it in there and make a few extra bucks. But I don't just sit around and watch my Bitcoin. But it is.
I said this last week. I've spent two straight weeks doing the stock market. Dude, don't get into that. Like, if you do, it's weird how obsessive I get about it. Like, I made a lot of money in a stock this week. And now I feel like I'm the CEO of the company. Like, if I hear somebody talking about it, like Nikola, N-I-K-O-L-A, like, I've had a really good week with Nikola. And it's like, it's making it to where I don't seem to care about anything else. And so I would just say, don't get into it.
We definitely need to have a stock. I'm into this too. We need to have a stock podcast. I've crushed it on Solo this week.
So I'm like you, Matt. I feel like I have this power, even though I'm doing nothing. So I have a nice little helping.
Yeah,
I have a nice little helping of Apple. You know, pretty popular.
Well, I've heard.
But I will occasionally, in conversation with Abby around the house, act like you know, I'll see if I'll get us a discount on those phones, or the phone's coming out. I'll call and see if I can maybe get ours a week ahead of time.
Oh, that is great. That's Solo. That's a heck of a charge. Well, that would be a good rise. The last thing, and no one cares about this but us, but I did some research. There's a Chinese makeup company called Yatsen, Y-A-T-S-E-N, and their IPO was today. Ooh. And I've been obsessive about their IPO. And I was like, watch out. Here comes – this Chinese makeup company is going to be the best Chinese makeup company. Like, people are going to be talking about their Chinese makeup forever. So I got in early on the IPO, made a bunch of money. And then at some point I was like, I cannot believe I even have an opinion about a Chinese makeup company. Why would if you had asked me at any point in my life, which is the best Chinese makeup company? I certainly would not have had an answer to that. But now Yatsen is my Chinese makeup company of choice, thanks to the stock market.
Well, get ready, because when they do an earnings call and you get to tune into the teleconference and follow along, it's a blast.
I'm gonna say to the board of directors, you're doing some things I don't approve of here at Yatsen. All right, NFL, what do you got?
We're going to go to Phil Steele's four-star game of the week. Philadelphia Eagles Cleveland Browns. This is the first time the Browns have hosted Philly since 1989. Cleveland's a 3.5-point favorite.
I wonder how that happened. First time since 1989.
It's my senior year in high school.
Oh, those are the days. Cleveland and Phil. So Cleveland's a 3.5-point favorite, you said? Yeah, I'm going to have to take Cleveland, even though I don't like the half point. Philadelphia's awful. They really hate Carson Wentz. I mean, when they are not counting votes, they are booing Carson Wentz. And I can't imagine he plays well. I'm going to take the Browns. I follow the Browns a lot because of Rachel. She likes the Browns, and she asked me for updates. They've been really brutal to watch, but yet they're 6-3, and I think, like, likely headed to the playoffs. So I'm going to take the Browns, Drew.
I like the Browns here, and it's actually down to 3 in some places, so you can get your half point there. The Browns are 4-1 at home. Eagles are 1-something on the road. I agree that the Eagles are bad. That whole division's just awful. Sorry, Jay. I know we're still struggling with the Cowboys, but every team in that division is terrible. So give me the Browns here at home.
I'm going to take the Browns as well. You know, Philadelphia lost to the Giants last week. They're hurting bad. And Matt, what are you going to name this one? Phil still has Cleveland by 12.
By 12. Wow. Well, that will be called. Dan Orlovsky, my former co-host on the radio, likes to call Baker Mayfield Maker Playfield, so which just made me want to vomit. It's such a horrible nickname. So I feel like this will be our Maker Playfield pick of the week in honor of Dan and his wonderful hair. We will take it to win. I want to go back. That company said it did so well Solo. What do they do?
So it's like the – it's like Tesla, but they make cars that only fit one person. It's based in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Those like – so this week has all been like all the electric vehicle stuff, like Tesla, like all those – that Nikola's part has a little bit in that. Like that's – they've all exploded. Like Nivea, like all these like – so if you were in electric vehicles this week, you would have done very well. I don't know why. I guess because they think maybe Joe Biden winning helps them or something like that. Who's next?
Well, his two-star pick, and Drew just mentioned this, Drew, Dallas Cowboys at Minnesota Vikings. Cowboys coming off the bye week. Vikings coming off the short week after Monday Night Football. Minnesota is a 7.5-point favorite.
And that's crazy to me, too. Like, I watched that Vikings-Bears game was so brutal to watch as a Bears fan. But 7.5's a lot. Is Andy Dalton back?
Think, but I'm not positive.
Is the Red Rocket is not going to give up 7.5 to Minnesota, so Dallas will cover. Get there, there'll be 2 straight covers for the Cowboys.
You know, my record with the Cowboys has not been great, and I think they're pretty bad. But that number's too high. Minnesota's not good enough for that, and a lot of the Cowboys' problems have been injuries, and they're getting a little healthier. They're still hurt pretty bad, but they're getting a little better. I have the Cowboys covering and maybe winning one, but I don't want to get too carried away.
Man, as much as I want the Cowboys to win, I don't see how they stop Dalvin Cook. I mean, he's on a roll right now.
He's really good.
So I'm going to take Minnesota. I don't want to, but Phil has Minnesota by 13.
Minnesota's been better, but I don't see it. I'm taking the Cowboys. I'm rolling with the boys. What's next?
Next is his two-star pick. Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
Washington football team. Kind of a cool story. Alex Smith is going to start this game after his severe leg injury. Washington football team, 1.5-point favorite.
I don't think they should let Alex Smith play, I have to tell you. Like, every time I watch him, I'm worried he's going to get hurt. Like, I feel like I'm watching a child. I'm like, please don't tackle him there. That's going to hurt. It just seems like, why does he keep playing? Like, why does he want to play for this terrible team? Like, you have a nice family. Like, you know, go be with them. But nevertheless, he actually played pretty well against Detroit. They were down 24-3, and then they came back. I kind of feel like the Bengals, which have been a great story, are kind of on their last legs right now. So I'm going to take Alex Smith and his last leg, and I'm going to take them to cover over the Bengals. And I always like when a pun makes Drew laugh. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I'm a sucker for a good pun. That was a good one. I got to give you credit. I watched the Alex Smith, what is it, the E60 or whatever it was, as recently as just a couple nights ago. And I'm with you. Like, you've already made your comeback. It was great. They cheered. You played a good game. I'd go home and hang out with my kids. But he's still giving it a go. I think I'll side with him just for the story. I don't love it, but it's pretty cool. He's still out there playing as bad as that was. So I'll believe
in him. How bad does Wayne Haskins have to be that, like, they've got dudes with one leg out there playing, and they're like, yeah, we're going to play him over Dwayne Haskins.
I mean, Smith was so bad, A, he almost died, and then his rehab was like with veterans who, you know, were blown up overseas. Yeah. And then you can't get in front of that guy on the depth chart.
Yeah, but we're playing Dwayne Haskins no matter what. Jay, what do you got?
I disagree with you guys, but I think the Bengals finally have an opportunity where they can give Burrow a win, and I'm going to take the Bengals here.
All right. Well, I mean, you're allowed to be wrong. What's next?
Next game, we have Atlanta Falcons at New Orleans. And get this stat. This is the first time since 2009 in this matchup that Drew Brees and Matt Ryan won't be on the field together. Drew Brees is hurt. So Jameis Winston will be starting for the Saints.
And what's the spread?
New Orleans by 4.5.
First of all, before I answer that, I'm looking at your house there, Jay. That thing behind you, the little – is that a window up top? Like, what is the wood up behind your head?
It's like a – I'm in the basement. It's a guest room in the basement. And my son just got a new computer set up here. So it's like a retracting little wooden thing, cover for the window.
So, like, but if you look out that window, are you just seeing the ground?
Well, no. I mean,
if you're in the basement. Like, are you? Yeah, like, I'm talking about the ground thing behind you. Above
it's the ground. You see, like, a bush.
Yeah. I had one of those. The reason I asked is I lived in the basement, and I always found it funny that that was where the window was. And all I could do is see Larry's ankles while he was watering the yard. And it was just a really strange place. I always thought to have a window. And you've got the same one. So the Saints, you know, I feel like Jameis Winston is better than a lot of the quarterbacks that are in the league. I think he's going to come out and play huge. So I think the Saints are going to win. I think it's going to be a Jameis coming out party. You know, he basically, these next 3 weeks.
My sound went out. Can you all hear me? I can't hear you all. Jay, you chat it up, and I'll try to fix it.
So, I actually
– oh, there you go. I don't know what happened.
Go ahead, Drew.
Carry on.
You want me to go ahead? Yeah. I actually agree with Matt here. I think this means so much financially for Jameis Winston that I think he knows how big this is, and I think he's going to come out and play really big here. I'm going to go with the Saints.
Do you make it a
I think Matt through? Yeah, I mean, we all agree this game 100% comes down to what Jameis Winston does. I will side with you all that he plays well and the Saints win, but if he's bad, it's the other way around. It's all on him in this one.
You could make a strong argument this year that the two MVPs of the league should be running backs. I submit to you that I think Alvin Kamara is the best player in the league in terms of, like, he cannot be stopped. And at a position where most teams have, like, interchangeable dudes, he is unbelievable. Like, if you go up against him in fantasy, he gets, like, 60 points every single week. I think Alvin Kamara should be the MVP. I don't even know if people are talking about him as the MVP, but to me, he should be. And then Dalvin Cook probably is the next one. I mean, those two dudes, I mean, the quarterbacks have kind of all – I mean, Patrick Mahomes has, like, 25 touchdowns and one interception, so he'll probably win it. But I would actually give it to Alvin Kamara. What's next?
Have you all seen the video of Jameis Winston's footwork? Check that out.
Them hips don't lie. I love when he does that little dance before the games.
So the next game, Drew, the revenge game, Tennessee at Baltimore. Baltimore is a 6-point favorite right now. The AFC divisional game that was played last year where the Titans throttled the Ravens. Matt, what do you think happens here?
I like the Titans a lot in this one because I think these two teams, I think Baltimore is not playing well. And I think the Titans, I think Baltimore wants to win this game because of what happened last year. And I think Baltimore might win it, but I think the Titans are good. And I think Baltimore has struggled against them, and I'm going to take the Titans to cover the 6.5.
I want to join you. I'm a little hesitant just, you know, being a fan. I'm afraid to commit to this, but I think I like the Titans. They have some pretty significant injuries. I think that'll ultimately determine it. But if they can get some guys like Clowney and some of the other key players out there, I think that they can do exactly what they did last year. They made the recipe to beat Lamar that others are using now, so I think the Titans can do it.
I actually agree with you guys on this, and I'm definitely going to tease this game. If I can get this game at Titans plus 12.5, I'm going to be all over that.
Yeah, I think that's really, really good. All right, let's do two more, and we will call it an evening. What do you got?
New England Patriots at Houston. New England coming in off their big win against the Ravens. This game is actually it's gone from a pick'em to New England favored by 1.5.
I don't understand why it was ever a pick'em. New England's good. Houston's not. I know that they were like 3-5 going into the week, but it's still Bill Belichick. It's still – I think they've played Houston. Like, I think they've won something like 10 straight games against the Texans over the years. Now, most of that was with Brady, but I still like the Patriots to win. And I actually probably like this one more than any other game this week. So I'm going to take this as the Matt likes this one more than any other game this week game of the week.
You know, as a Titans fan, I've spent the last couple years terrified of the Texans. I thought they were the future of that division. And then somehow in making an awful trade and losing DeAndre Hopkins, they've just completely gone to crap. I mean, they're not good. So I will bet against them this week, and I am loving how bad they were because I thought this Deshaun Watson dynasty was going to just control the AFC South for a decade.
I agree with you guys. I think the play alone that DeAndre Hopkins had last week just has to make Houston feel that much worse. Matt, can we call this the Yachtson pick of the week?
Yes, this is for all your Chinese makeup needs, the Yachtson pick of the week. And by the way, don't all of you – wait a minute. No, do go buy stock. It'll make my stock go up. The demand goes up. So everybody go and buy all the Yachtson that you can take. When you think Chinese makeup, think Yachtson.
Is that the slogan? It's Yachtastic.
Well, it's like what was the movie with Bill Murray? What, Lost in Translation, where he's in Japan for all of it.
Yep.
And they ask him to do a slogan for his bourbon, and when he says something like, "When it's time for Tacori, it's Tacori time," and I'm like, "That's the stupidest slogan I've ever heard." But that's how it is when you think Chinese makeup. Think Yachtson.
I just pulled up Yachtson on my little app and put a star next to it for tomorrow. I will be loading up on Yachtson, riding the Yachtson wave.
Now here's my only worry about Yachtson. Okay, Yachtson was supposed to, on his IPO, go for $10.50. And what is it right now?
$18.55.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Is it was supposed to go for $10, but demand was so high. I had somebody who kind of knows tells me, Matt, try to get it if it gets at about 17. So if you see tomorrow it gets down in that 17, yacht it up. What's next?
So the last game here, and this is a game I actually want to watch, Green Bay Packers at Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis playing a lot better. Indianapolis is a 1.5-point favorite right now.
That's a good game. Aaron Rodgers is greater than Phillip Rivers, period. So I'm taking the Packers. It's going to come down to quarterbacks. Give me Rodgers. Phillip Rivers has a lot of children but isn't as good a player, so I'm taking the Packers.
When is this? Is this like a primetime game?
It's the 4 o'clock.
Yeah. I think I still like the Packers. I was going to love it if it was Aaron Rodgers at night on primetime, but I'll still take the Packers here.
If you all followed my picks, I've been on Indianapolis all year, and – I'm staying.
And you were with six last week in the NFL, so.
I'm taking Indianapolis here. I'm going with the family man over the jerk.
I just like the idea. This is what I like. I like the idea of bragging about your NFL picks right after you went 0-6. I think that is a. I think that's a good strategy, Jay.
It's a bad week.
It's all right. We've all struggled. Well, all right. So those are our picks. We didn't really pick. Did any of us pick the Masters right with Dustin Johnson? I feel like we did pick the Masters, but I don't think we got any of us got him, did we?
No, I had no Dustin Johnson. I did. Yeah. I was very big on betting against Bryson DeChambeau, so I was at least right on him being terrible, but didn't have DJ.
I really have to say, I don't like him, but I do like watching him. There's something really compelling about watching him. You know, he hits it so hard. He hits it under trees. He loses his temper. I mean, he lost a golf ball in a way. I've never seen a pro lose a golf ball where the ball just, like, landed in the rough and they couldn't find it. I mean, that's what happens to me. And, like, when have you ever seen that happen in a tour event, Drew, where it just lands right next to the green and nobody can find it?
I know. And he's become quite the villain. I mean, going into that tournament, he said, it's a par 67 for me instead of a par 72. I love how unlikable he is.
He reminds me when Billy first started on the show, and he was just bragging about things in just a nonsensical way. Like, I think that's what I kind of like about him. Now, the problem with people like that is it's sort of like Donald Trump. Like, Donald Trump, when he ran and you didn't think he was going to win, like, all of his, like, absurd things were kind of really funny. And then he won, and you're like, do we really want that? I think that's partially with Bryson. Like, he's crazy, but then he also wins, and I don't think people like that. You know what I mean? Like, you like it if he wins, like, once every few years, like John Daly.
Yeah, I need him to be good enough that he's relevant and we can root against him, but I don't want him completely taking over the game.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Well, listen – in all seriousness, I know I've had a lot of you write me in the last 24 hours, I think based on maybe listening to the show, talking about some of the stuff that people are going through around the state, including people who have sicknesses in their family, but also people whose businesses and are, like, in trouble. And I just got to tell you, man, it's really – I wish that people could read my text machine. I really do. I wish people could read it because it really is eye-opening about just the things people are going through. So I just want you to know, I can't respond to all of them, but I hear you. And I'm going to say this again on the show tomorrow too, but I just want to say, I hope everybody deals with these next few weeks and the next couple months as best as possible. So Jay, thank you very much. Drew, thank you. We'll see you later.